Hey, it's me, KG, Chris Gardner, owner of the Houston Round Bar Review, local name, global perspective. Bucks allowed, Boston to shoot 84.2% game four Monday night. Boston outscored Milwaukee 43-28, even that series at 2-2. Game five is in Boston. Celtics outscored Milwaukee 43-28 in the fourth quarter, shooting 16 for 19 from the floor. That's great shooting by Boston, awful defense by Milwaukee, but also on toss out. Why, oh, why is Giannis settling for three-pointers now? He's 0 for 4 from 3. Some of them are early in the shot clock. Big fella, don't shoot threes. If the clog in the paint, kick it back out and reset the offense. Don't jack up threes. Boston is happy, thrilled if you're going to jack up a three. That's just awful. Awful decision by Giannis. He can do better than that. Be more patient and still be aggressive. Warriors up 3-1 over Memphis. Grizzlies led 93-90 late in the fourth quarter, and then the offense went to crap. Tyus Jones with an awful runner. Dylan Brooks with two bad shots, including a step-back three-pointer. Like they completely forgot that Jaren Jackson Jr. was the tallest player on the floor. Too little, too late for them. Taylor Jenkins, you got to do a better job getting your guys to execute offensively down the stretch. I know Jai didn't play, and it showed down the stretch because their offense really went down the toilet. Warriors up 3-1 that series. Chance to close that out in game five. College/NBA notes level. The NCAA Board of Directors, Division I Board of Directors, announced name, image, and likeness guidance to the schools. Too little, too late. Good for you. Effective May 9th. Okay. Kind of trying to codify some things about the collectives. Money going to boosters, giving money to student assets. How are you going to enforce it? I'm kind of curious to see, but I think it's just too little, too late. But you trying to codify rules that already exist. Okay, well, let's see you enforce those rules. On an NBA G League note, NBA G League / draft note, a few Texas area players were invited, among the 44 invited to participate in the NBA G League Combine in Chicago, May 16th and 17th. And those guys include James Akinjo from Baylor, Bryson Gresham from TSU, as well as Houston, Quinn Jackson from Texas A&M, Kenneth Lofton Jr. from Louisiana Tech, Kevin McCullough, Texas Tech, Marcus Sasser, Houston, Fabian White, Houston, and Bryce Williams from Texas Tech. Let me be clear. Per NCAA rules, student athletes can participate in the NBA draft process, but still return to college if they would withdraw their name by June 1st. So just because Marcus Sasser has been invited to the G League Combine, Elite Camp, does not mean his days are done at Houston. He said that's time to pull his name back from the NBA draft process by June 1st. Keep in mind, he said that if he's not a guaranteed first-round pick, he's going to return to Houston. Getting invited to the G League Elite Camp does not mean he's going to be a first-round pick. So, Cougs fans, just keep that in mind and don't stress out just yet. That's off me right now. I just want to do some things, kick some things off the top of my head. My beat writer interview got postponed till next week. Just keep pushing forward. I got to keep pushing forward, try to continue adding content. I'm getting closer and closer to announcing some of my good news that I mentioned in my Let's Talk Houston Rockets live stream from Sunday, May 8th. Just keep pressing forward. I'm still looking for more and more subscribers to my YouTube channel, as well as sponsors for all my live stream shows like Let's Talk Houston Rockets, Folks Talking Sports, my one-on-ones like this one, Andy Yanez's Let's Rage Cougs, and more. So, and of course, as well as the AdMax Corner with AD Adolphus Moore. So sponsors, hit me up. Slow month in April, but still had thousands of views on the Houston Round Bar Review YouTube channel. Subscribe to this channel. Tell your friends about it. Till next time. Peace.